Praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two ministers of God's economy who served together in China for nearly 20 years. Watchman Nee was imprisoned by the Chinese government in 1952 and remained there until his death in 1972. Following his imprisonment, Witness Lee carried on this ministry in Taiwan and eventually in America and ultimately around the world. He served the Lord for more than 70 years before going to be with him in 1997. His major contribution was through a 21-year labor he called Life Study, an exhaustive commentary on the entire Bible. This program is based on those messages. Before we join today's show, we'd like to give you our website where you can find more programs just like this one. It's lsmradio.org. Again, lsmradio.org. Now, here's our show today.
In this wonderful message today, we see that our relationship with the Lord is a union of life, and this life is a growing life, this life is a grafted life, and this life is a shaping life until we're all conformed to the image of Christ, the firstborn Son of God.
As redeemed believers, we treasure the work of Christ on the saving cross to satisfy God's demands on our behalf. But do we equally treasure the life union aspect of our salvation? We'll look at our organic relationship with God on today's Life Study of Romans with Witness Lee. This program is furnished by Living Stream Ministry and features recorded portions from the ministry of Witness Lee. Dick Taylor has joined us again today to fellowship regarding what I believe will be a really eye-opening life study. Welcome back to the broadcast, Dick.
Thank you, Brother Chris. Good to be here on this matter of the organic relationship with God.
That has to sound a little strange to many of our listeners, but we really implore them, stay with us for this one.
Stay with us for this one.
This will be good fellowship. Today's message, Dick, highlights many of the types and pictures that have come out in our life study of Romans regarding the Christian life. And Witness Lee does use this word organic to describe our union with Christ. How does such a word have a spiritual application?
Well, the word organic means that our relationship with the Lord is absolutely one of life. Organic means life. And we see the spiritual application when we realize the central thought of this Gospel of Romans, that God in Christ is making sinners into sons of God to make them organic members of the organic body of Christ. Well, if we're going to become the organic body of Christ, being organic members of his body, then certainly we need to go through an organic process. And this is called the process of his salvation. This is all carried out through his life. So this book is a book, on one hand, of making sinners into sons of God to be the organic members of the body of Christ. But we see also this book is a book of life. In Romans 5:10, we're saved in his life. In Romans 5:17, we reign in his life. In Romans 8:2, we receive him as the Spirit of life. And in Romans 8:10, he's in our spirit as life. And then when our mind is set on him, in 8:6, our mind is life. In this wonderful life-giving spirit, this wonderful Christ is even this moment giving life to our mortal bodies to make our whole being organic. That is the same as Christ in life. So that's why this is a wonderful word, this word organic, describing our union with Christ. Our relationship with the Lord is altogether one of life, and this life gives us an organic union with him. I like 1 Corinthians 6:17, don't you, Chris?
Yes.
He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. This is our organic union with Christ in life.
It's marvelous to see that our salvation begins not just with the redeeming, forgiving side.
That's right.
But this life union takes place spontaneously, instantaneously, the moment we receive him.
Amen.
It's a life organic union. Let's join Witness Lee with today's life study from Romans.
Amen.
Transform and conform. These two words in this book of Romans may be considered as two small windows through which we can see through what is the real relationship in life between us and the Lord. We all should have known that our relationship with the Lord is absolutely one in life. Why? Because in this book of Romans, it begins with God's righteousness for sanctification. Then it goes on to chapter 5. When it hits chapter 5, life is very much touched. You shall be saved by life. You shall reign in life. And you have to walk in the newness of life. And your spirit is life, since Christ is in you. And your mind is life, when it is set upon the spirit. And life could even be given to your mortal bodies. Life, life, life. Eventually, it all together is a matter of life. And this life, listen, grows. And this life functions. We all know this. No life doesn't grow. Life surely grows, and life surely works, functions. Then something comes out. And this something comes out is the very thing that God is after. The many sons to form a living body for his son. And now his son is no more the only begotten, but the firstborn, taking the lead as a prototype, as a pattern, that all his believers may be his followers in the sonship, and all these followers eventually in the sonship become his members. You see the point? And all these members with him form an organism. And this organism is altogether organic to express the Father in glory. Now you can see righteousness was there at the beginning and glory as a consummation. And in between is the process of holiness. And this process is altogether a matter of transformation in life. So it is a matter of life. And this life is not so simple. It is a life now of two sides, because now it is a kind of grafted life. And two lives put together, two lives grafted together, and two lives mingled together. One is the human life, and the other is the divine life. And these two lives, under God's sovereignty, was very similar one to another. Just like a glove is so similar to the hand. And in a good sense, the glove has no purpose. It's useless without the hand. Human life is useless. It's purposeless without containing God. Human life was made in the image of the divine life, after the likeness of the divine life, with the purpose one day to contain the divine life. Without containing the divine life, human life is just like empty glove. It's empty, it's vain, it's meaningless, Now you understand what the real meaning of man's life. The real meaning of human life is to be a container, to contain the divine life.
Dick, the destiny of the many sons of God in chapter 8 is to become an expression of the Father in glory. And to accomplish this, the picture of grafting is a very apt example, I think. But how is it possible for our human life to be grafted with the divine life? There seems to be such a separation between fallen humanity and the God of glory.
Before the fall of man, God created man in his image and after his likeness, so the two lives are very similar, just like a glove is very similar to the hand. But after the fall of man, it seems like, how do you deal with this separation? But God deals with this separation by being a wonderful God who's gone through somewhat of a complicated process and is somewhat of a complicated God today, but I don't mean that negatively, I mean that wonderfully and positively. Complicated in a sense in that he was once only divine, but 2,000 years ago he became flesh to become a man with blood. And then eventually he died on the cross to take care of all the barriers between fallen man and the glorious God. And then he was resurrected from the dead, and in resurrection he became a life-giving spirit. He's ascended, he's been made Lord, he's been made Christ, he's been poured out, and now he can be received by fallen man because of all that he is and all that he's accomplished through his death and resurrection. We, on the other hand, are complicated because of the fall. We're fallen, evil, sinful. On the other hand, when we believe in this dear Lord Jesus, this dear crucified and resurrected one, and we call on his name, and he comes into us right away as the Spirit. He applies all he is and all he's done to us, and we enter into a grafted life with him. And as he applies himself to us, his death is applied to all that is negative, all that is evil, and all that is fallen, to terminate all of that. At the same time, his redeeming aspect of his death causes us as God-created people to be redeemed back to him. And then in resurrection as the life-giving one, he is uplifting our mind, our emotion, our will, transforming us to make us the very bona fide sons of God. So it's all transpiring because of this grafting. And grafting is possible because God has gone through this process in Christ, and man, with his complications because of the fall, is now able to receive him and enjoy all that he is through his death and his resurrection. Isn't that wonderful?
That's marvelous. Let's rejoin Witness Lee for more of our life study.
Now we come to a very, very vital point. I must ask you to read this one verse. I have the full assurance, I'm not proud, that none of you understand this verse. What verse? Romans 6:5. Let's read. Romans 6:5 says, "For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Here it says, "We have grown together with him." You and I, the believers of Christ, all have grown, not together one with another, but together with him. The question is this: when? When have you grown with him? The likeness of his death is the very baptism which we took right after we believed. Then it says, we shall be also be what? We shall be growing. It says, if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be growing also in the likeness of his resurrection. In grammar, the writer, the shift, the repeated predicate. The likeness of his resurrection is just the newness of life in the verse right before this verse. Verse 4 says, we all have been buried and we all have been resurrected. So what? So now we should walk in the newness of life. And this newness of life is the likeness of his resurrection. So this one verse is very inclusive. It tells us we have two steps for the growth. One step accomplished, perfect tense. We have grown. This is the first step. The second step is progressing in the future. So it says we shall be also growing. Many of the dear ones here study the Bible for years. But I could assure you, no Christian has ever considered that when a believer, after believing in the Lord Jesus, walked into the water of baptism, that was to grow. That was to grow. After taking the baptism, that became having grown. To be baptized is to grow. Have you ever thought about this? It's to grow. To grow, not by yourself. To grow together with. When we went into the baptism, we were growing there. We were growing together with Christ. When we finished the baptism, that means we have grown together with Christ. This is the crucial point for us to understand the transformation by the grafted life.
Dick, we continue to see the organic aspect of our Christian life in this portion. Even our entering into his death in baptism is described as a kind of growing, leading to our growing with him in resurrection. How does growing fit into this context?
From the moment we believe into Christ and the moment that we receive him, we are grafted into him and our life is a growing life. Then, of course, after we believe into him and we receive him into us, our need is to be baptized. Then we realize the growing continues. Baptism is a very big help to our growing. I'd like us to refer to the recovery version, Romans chapter 6, verse 5. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, the likeness of his death, that's baptism. Indeed, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's after we come out of baptism and we walk in newness of life. The footnote says, referring to in the likeness of his resurrection, this does not refer to a future objective resurrection, but to the present process of growth. When we were baptized, we grew together with Christ in the likeness of his death. Now, through his death, we are growing into his resurrection. Just as the element of Christ's death is found only in him, so the element of Christ's resurrection is found only in Christ himself. So when we're baptized, apparently we're just put into water and taken out of water, but actually we're put into Christ, we're put into the death of Christ, and into the resurrection of Christ. He himself is resurrection. After experiencing a proper baptism, we continue to grow in and with Christ in the likeness of his resurrection. That is to walk in the newness of life. So from the moment we receive Christ all the way to we're thoroughly conformed to the image of the firstborn Son of God, it is a growing life. And baptism, especially being baptized into his death and into his resurrection, is the best soil for us to grow.
Wonderful fellowship. That's not an easy portion of the word to get a hold of. This has been very, very helpful. Let's go back to Witness Lee for the conclusion of this particular life study.
Any kind of life, as long as it is life, it mostly have these four or five things. Every life has its essence. It has also its power, life power. Oh, life is abstract, mysterious, yet powerful. Powerful. Look, the carnation seed, the little seed, sown into the earth, after some days, it grows. It breaks through the concealing earth. Isn't that power? So life has its power. Life also has its law, the regulating law, the divine ordained principles governing life. Life has its own governing principle, that law. You sow the seed of carnation, you don't need to pray that carnation will not come out as a piece of banana. It surely will grow and blossom carnation. If it is white carnation, it will blossom white. You no need to pray, because there is the life law. You see, life essence, life power, a life law, eventually what? Life shape.
Amen.
We are now under the process of transformation. And at the same time, we are under shaping. You be at peace. You go to sleep well. Don't be bothered. Don't worry about your shape. Now, we have to know, what is conformation? Conformation is just shaping. It shapes you. Shapes you to the image of the firstborn Son of God.
The Dictus is a very good summary section with these four aspects of life: life essence, life power, life law, and life shaping. Particularly, I was touched today with this shaping aspect. We spend a lot of useless hours, Dick, trying to shape ourselves, don't we?
We sure do. Sorry to say, many Christians receive an improper teaching, and that is, why don't you just shape up? Be more like Christ. I tell you the truth, apart from this life, you'll never make it. I really appreciate these four words: life essence, life power, life law, and life shaping. Well, it's a waste of time for us merely to try to shape ourselves. And shape here is referring to being conformed. Conformed implies being shaped, even inwardly, to the firstborn Son of God. This is our destiny. Our destiny is to be just like Christ in life and nature, and even in expression and appearance. But for this, we need shaping. But this shaping is not by our own doing. This shaping is by the divine life within us. And I just appreciate the fact, Chris, that our need is just to give preeminence to this Christ who is our life. Many times a day, just to tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, grow in me today to the maximum. When we do this, automatically, life's essence is at work within us. Life power is at work within us. The life law and principles of life, controlling and governing what's going to come out, is at work within us. And ultimately, life shape. And that is, we come out in the same shape as Jesus Christ. This is wonderful. You know, when you consider a carnation seed, inside that seed is the life essence. But when you plant it into the soil, not too long after you plant it and water it, you start seeing life power. That blade breaks through the soil. And eventually, you see the life law automatically because of that life, and within that life, a plant is rising up in a certain way. And you can't tell totally yet that it's a carnation, but eventually you have life shape, and the whole blossom of that carnation is there. And then you realize, wow, this is a carnation. The good point here is you don't need to pray for a carnation to come forth, and you don't need to say, oh, I hope that this will happen or that will happen. You just trust life. The life within that seed will eventually grow to be a full-grown, blossomed, conformed carnation. Our real need is to open to this life, to love this life, to say, dear Lord Jesus, grow in me. Automatically, spontaneously, we will be shaped to the image of the firstborn Son of God.
Dick, we all know that part of the Christian life is trusting God, and it has relevance on many, many planes. But to see this trust now, to see this trusting God focused on trusting the life of God that has been deposited into us will ultimately produce this wonderful outcome, which is many sons to conform to the image of Christ. It makes it far more relevant and practical than just an objective trust in a God that is far away.
You're absolutely right, Chris. This is a wonderful kind of trust in the life within us, not just a God far away.
Dick, thank you for your fellowship today. I believe this is our last time together in the book of Romans. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back with another life study of Romans with Witness Lee. I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening.
Dear Lord, we give ourselves to Thee. Receive us into Thy wise hands.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, produced by Living Stream Ministry. Living Stream Ministry is dedicated to the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China during the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Watchman Nee sent Witness Lee to carry out this ministry in Taiwan. Later, the Lord led him to the United States and eventually to the rest of the world before he went to be with the Lord in 1997. Living Stream Ministry now has hundreds of titles by Watchman Nee and Witness Lee available in English, plus many in more than 50 other languages. To find out more about Living Stream and all that we offer, visit our website, lsm.org. You can also reach us toll-free at 1-888-543-3788 or email us radio@lsm.org. Thanks for listening.